the shaitan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. Ma yahdillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu. Wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We start by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the heavens and the earth, the one who is the most forgiving, the most merciful. You gathered us here first to worship him in his home, then to follow up with seeking knowledge. Only a blessing he bestows upon whom he wills. And he is the one with no partner nor helper. He is alone, do we seek help? And he is the one who revealed the Quran in these blessed 10 nights. We send salutations upon his beloved messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one who was sent as a mercy to mankind to take us from darkness to light, and who has revealed the Quran in these last 10 nights, and who we follow as a guide for all of mankind. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his last and final messenger and servant. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yasir li amri wa ahlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli amma ba'd. So, just following up from yesterday, we did Birr al-Walidain. Do you remember what Birr al-Walidain means? What did we do yesterday?
We were talking about the discussions he had with his fathers.
Yes, Birr al-Walidain is maintaining one's manners, one's excellence towards their parents in how they conduct themselves. Today, so we'll be following on from what actually did, how the story ended yesterday when he actually threatened his son. And as we know, that threat was actually taken to another level against Ibrahim alayhi salam. And due to the ignorance and arrogance and rejection from his people, they reacted like any modern ignorant person was. They became aggressive, issued threats, and this time they went through with it. And they threw him into a catapult and threw him into a blazing fire. Allah mentions in Surah Al-Anbiya, verses 66 to 71, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So Ibrahim alayhi salam said to them, قَالَ فَتَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَنْفَعُكُمْ شَيْءٌ وَلَا يَضُرُّكُمْ. He rebuked them. He said, do you worship instead of Allah what can neither benefit you nor harm you in any way? And he says, أُفِّلْ لَكُمْ وَلِمَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ أَفَلَا تَعَكِلُونَ. Shame on you and whatever you worship instead of Allah. And then what his people, after all that, he used all these rational arguments against his people, and this is how they responded. قَالُوا حَرِّكُوهُ وَانْصُرُوا عَلِهَتَكُمْ إِن كُنتُمْ فَاعِلِينَ. They concluded, burn him to avenge your gods if you must act. So they did it. They chucked him into the fire. They built a catapult. They brought it all together. And then the next verses are what how Allah responded to these people. He said to the fire, قُلْنَا يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمُ. We ordered our fire, be cool and safe for Ibrahim. وَأَرَادُ بِهِ كَيْدًا فَجَعَلْنَاهُمُ الْأَخْسَرِينَ. They had sought to harm him, but we made them the worst losers. وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ وَلُوطًا إِلَى الْأَرْضِ الَّتِي بَارَكْنَا فِيهَا لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And then we delivered him alongside his nephew Lut alayhi salam to the land we had showered with blessings for all the people. So just reading about this blessing is a true testament to the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his beloved slaves. And Allah is capable of all things, bending the very essence of fire. Fire is known for burning things. That's why you use fire for. But Allah is going to bend the actual physical component of what makes fire fire, just to suit his servant when he was in danger. SubhanAllah. So this is a lesson to us. Look at your own life, or the lives of others who are going across difficulty in the world. Allah is all capable and can help you whatever manner he pleases, when he pleases. The help of Allah comes when he wants it to come, not when according to our time, according to Allah's time. And we could spend an entire night literally just talking about this element, but again, time doesn't permit me to do so. So following up from the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam in this particular moment, what I want to focus on is his tawakkul, his trust in Allah, his belief in Allah, and how he handles the loneliness and isolation he's experiencing in these moments. And the reason I opted for the theme of isolation and loneliness is because in our community now, society has essentially become a collection of people who are lonely. So there's a juxtaposition there, that you're together but lonely at the same time. And it's a neglected topic to discuss in our communities. We don't talk about people being lonely, their mental health deteriorating. And it does a huge injustice to those who are suffering in silence. So I want to take the opportunity today to discuss how Ibrahim alayhi salam, despite the loneliness, despite the isolation, he was able to get through it due to his clear submission to Allah azza wa jal. So let me set the scene. So we went through the verses, the verse gives us a brief idea, but then I looked through the stories of the prophets by Ibn Kathir rahimahullah, and he gives more of a picture of what's actually happening. So Ibrahim alayhi salam is alone. His people have turned against him. They're all contributed to building this fire over several days. It's not something that just they set on fire and said, "I took him in." No, they kindled this fire. Everyone was donating wood because he was the only person who was on his way. They were collecting wood, they were donating wood to act as fuel for this fire. He has no support amongst his people, and his own fathers rejected him. His own people have rejected him, and they imprisoned him, waited to be taken to the fire. And they say the fire is so hot that if a bird were to fly over that fire, it would fall dead. That's how high it was. So naturally, they can't just go near it and chuck him in. It's going to get them at the same time. So they ordered a catapult to be bought. You guys know what a catapult is, right? Yeah. To be bought, yeah, like a big spoon attached to a string. And they attached him to it, and they launched him from a distance. In this moment, he's tied, he's alone, his people are all shouting against him and cheering against him. They've removed his clothes from him. They've taken everything that would be a norm or dignity to these people. This is a messenger and a prophet of Allah. And they displayed such ignorance, arrogance, and they've ultimately dishonored the messenger of Allah. So when Ibrahim alayhi salam is soaring through the air, Jibreel comes to him alayhi salam, the prophet Gabriel, the angel Gabriel. And he asked him, "Do you need anything?" He said to Ibrahim alayhi salam, while he's in the air, and bear in mind Allah controls time, so how he did it, and what was the dialogue, this happened. And he says to Jibreel, imagine you're soaring through the sky, heading for a fire. He says to Jibreel, "From you, nothing." And he says his famous words, "Allah is sufficient for me. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. Hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakil." And there's a narration in Bukhari actually by Ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhu. He says, "Allah is sufficient for us and He's the best of disposer of affairs." It was said by Ibrahim alayhi salam when he was thrown into the fire. And it was said again by Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the hypocrite said, "A great army is gathering against you, therefore fear them." But when they said, "Hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakil," it increased them in their faith. And they said, "Allah is sufficient for us and He's the best of disposers." So in this moment, he's in the air. He's told Jibreel, "Don't need your help, I want Allah's help." And just before he gets to the fire, we know that Allah says it here. Allah said, "Ya naru, O fire, kuni bardan, be cool, wa salaman ala Ibrahim." And something key here is Allah says, tell the fire to be cool. But if the fire was too cold, what would happen? He'll get frozen. So Allah says, "Wa salaman," and be peaceful on Ibrahim alayhi salam. So Ibrahim alayhi salam is in there and he just chills in there, basically. Like a garden for him. Just relaxing, settled, nice, cool temperature. Even though on the outside is a crackling fire. And subhanAllah, one of the other miracles reported is that, think about it, Allah bent the laws of physics to protect his slave here. However, you know I mentioned that he was tied up. The ropes had actually burned. The ropes came off. They had actually burned off, but there was not a single mark left on the body of Ibrahim alayhi salam. He left it unscathed, he just walked out as you do. The sheer level of Ibrahim alayhi salam he displays in this point, where even when Jibreel alayhi salam asked him, he still says no, and he relies on Allah solely and alone. Think of just picture, it's hard to picture, but we believe it because the Quran said it happened. Imagine you're being thrown into fire. You're going to take help from whoever offers it, naturally. But Ibrahim alayhi salam is displayed to us that he was just another level. He is just another level. And Allah, knowing his servant Ibrahim alayhi salam, he bent the laws of physics. You know how people say the laws of physics can't be changed, innit? They're very stringent, these scientists are. Who told them that? These are human theories that they form. Allah can bend the laws of physics because he's the one who made them in the first place. So if someone asks you, "This can't change," ask them why. The response they're going to give you is X, Y, and Z. But tell them, the one who made them in the first place can change them when he wills. And look, do you remember yesterday when Ibrahim alayhi salam talks to his father? And he mentions to him, didn't he? When he describes Allah to his father, he says, إِنَّهُ كَانَ بِي خَفِيَّ, that my Lord has never disappointed me. He says, فَاسْتَغْفِرُ لَكَ رَبِّي, and I seek forgiveness for you from my Lord. إِنَّهُ كَانَ بِي خَفِيَّ. May Allah forgive me if I've messed that up. Let me just pull the narration up so I'm not making a mistake. Yeah, I'm just finding the verse just to make sure I've quoted it correctly, because it's the book of Allah. It should always be done seriously. So yeah, Salamun alayk, astaghfiruka rabbi, no kana bi khafiyya. So yeah, alhamdulillah, he quoted it correctly. But Allah has always been gracious with him. And then the other verse he mentions that he describes Allah, Rabbi shaqiyya, that his Lord has never disappointed him. And look, right here, you see it. Allah definitely did not disappoint Ibrahim alayhi salam here. He met the laws that navigate this universe to protect his slave. And it's just an example of Allah guarding those who put their trust in him. In today's age, how often do you feel isolated? You feel alone, even if you're surrounded by people you care about. That could be, you can either blame social media, blame lack of human interaction, blame poor social networks, blame poor support networks. But there's one certainty here, that there has been a recent spike in loneliness in people, just naturally. I work in the mental health sector, I see it all the time. The story of Ibrahim alayhi salam serves as a guide for people who believe in Allah azza wa jalla on the last day, that the search for true fulfillment and validation is only with Allah azza wa jalla. We have things like that offer us that satisfaction. We have people offering validations, and we seek it through our life. And we should display gratitude, because these are also gifts from Allah, that you're provided validation through these things. But ultimately, everything is fleeting. Hafsa read it today, كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانْ, that everything will perish. But he said, وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُلْ جَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ, except for the face of our Lord, ذُلْ جَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. So Allah is the only one. وَاللَّهُ حَيُّ لَا يَمُوتُ, He is living, He never dies. He's the only source where you're going to find an eternal source of validation. It's from Allah. Your families, they will leave you one day. Your health will leave you one day. The things around you grow, change, and leave you. The only constant in everyone's life is Allah azza wa jalla. He brought you into this world. He facilitated that you grew up and you lived a life. And then ultimately you're going to return to Him anyway. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. This is why you say it. Because when you say that on a janazah, ultimately it's a reminder to you as well that one day, you know what, I'm going to return to Him too. Having this connection to Allah azza wa jalla is so important if you want to experience contentment and peace. Multiple times Allah azza wa jalla mentions about how He is with the grateful servants. He mentions that, so okay, for example, we mentioned yesterday, وَلَئِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, that if you are grateful, I will certainly increase you. Or you have Allah, وَسَنَجِّي اللَّهُ الشَّاكِرِينَ, right? That will be brought to those who are shakir, grateful. And that is found that in those people who worship their Lord morning and evening. So you have to remember that only remembering Allah will bring you peace. أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبُ, that only in the remembrance of your Lord will your hearts find true contentment. Because that's where it all comes from, your heart. Ibrahim alayhi salam in this moment is alone. His father turned his back on him. His people turned his back on him. And now on top of that, they're going to kill him. Yet still after all this, he remains steadfast and calm in a situation that would cause anyone stress and anxiety. If somebody told you, I'm going to throw you in a fire tomorrow, there's probably more stress in waiting to be thrown in than when you're actually in there. And yet he's calm and collected. And this didn't just happen overnight. We've spent 3 days now talking about Ibrahim alayhi salam through the ni'mah of Allah, calling his people alone, only having Allah to rely on. And Surah Ash-Shu'ara, right, there's 12 verses here I'm going to go through now, give us a great example of what Ibrahim alayhi salam, how he relies on his connection to Allah azza wa jalla purely. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So after he's spoken to his people and they're fed up of him, he responds. He talks about the people and the idols. He says, فَإِنَّهُمْ عَدُوٌّ لِّي إِلَّا رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ, that All these things that you're talking about are enemies to me. Adu. Except illa rabbil alamin, except for the Lord of the worlds. This is where it's very important. This is the rationale he was using. It's a beautiful, beautiful verse, subhanAllah. Alladhi khalaqani fahuwa yahdeen. He's the one who created me, and alone he guides me. وَالَّذِي هُوَ يُطْعِمُنِي وَيَسْقِينَ. He's the one who provides for me with food and drink when I'm hungry. Or thirsty, obviously. وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ. And he alone heals me when I'm sick. وَالَّذِينَ يُمِيتُونِ ثُمَّ يُحْيِينَ. He's the one who's going to cause me to die, and then he's going to bring me back to life. وَالَّذِي أَتْمَعُ أَنْ يَغْفِرَ لِي خَطِيئَتِي يَوْمَ الدِّينَ. And he's the one who I hope will forgive my flaws on the Day of Judgment. رَبِّي هَبْلِي حُكْمًا وَالْحِكْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ. My Lord, grant me wisdom and join me with the righteous. وَجَعَلْنِي لِسَانَ صِدْقٍ فِي الْآخِرِينَ. Bless me with honorable mention amongst later generation. SubhanAllah, we are that later generation. And look, we still remember him honorably, alayhi salam. Then he says, وَجَعَلْنِي مِنَ الْوَرَثَةِ جَنَّةِ النَّعِيمِ. Make me one of those who is awarded a garden of bliss. وَغْفِرْ لِي لِأَبِي إِنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ الضَّالِينَ. And forgive my father, for certainly he is one of the misguided. And we obviously discussed this in more depth yesterday, so if you missed yesterday, just go back and listen, inshallah. وَلَا تُخْسِنِي يَوْمَ يُبَعَثُونَ. And do not disgrace me on the day when we'll be resurrected. يَوْمَ لَا يُنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ. The day when neither your wealth or your children will benefit you. إِلَّا مَنْ أَطَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. Only the one who comes to his Lord with a pure heart will be saved. There's a lot more than just these 12 verses in this surah. So I'm going to set you guys homework now. I know you're sat here as well, so you have no excuse. If you get the time, as it is Ramadan, Shahru al-Quran, please go and read or listen, if you can't read it, to Surah 26, Surah Shu'ara, and listen to it and read it with translation or listen to it with translation. And ponder and reflect upon these powerful verses. SubhanAllah, you will take so many lessons. This is just a fraction of what I've read. But the rest of the surah, even as it continues, and even before when Ibrahim alayhi salam is engaging his people, you will learn so much just from listening. So go back and listen afterwards. And I'm going to ask you tomorrow as well. Same for you if you're here. Surah 26. But just looking at Ibrahim alayhi salam, right? So we've over the last 3 days, we've been on this journey with Ibrahim alayhi salam. And yesterday, obviously, we discussed how he was with his father. Now we're here, how his people reacted, throwing him into that fire. But you see, what he's relying on Allah for prior to this moment in the fire, he asks Allah for his health. He knows Allah provides his health, his provisions, his food, his drink, his spiritual guidance, and his life after death. So when it comes to his people throwing him in a fire, he's already been relying on Allah for everything else. So he's been relying on Allah for the small things. Obviously, nothing is small, right? Because subhanAllah, where would we be without these things? But to Allah, it's easy. So for us now, when you see something like a difficult thing coming that seems impossible to get out of, fire being cold. The word cold fire is an oxymoron. It's a linguistic term, which means it's an opposite of what it means. But the fact this has made that oxymoron factual. Allah made this fire cool. So he relied on Allah for the easy things. So when the difficult things came, relying on Allah became easy. So that's a lesson that you have to rely on Allah for the easy things so that you already almost built up a bank of tawakkul for the difficult moments. And I'm just going to diverge for a moment. You guys have been sat with me a couple of days, you know I like to go on my tangents. Ibrahim alayhi salam mentions, you know, when he says, إِلَّا مَنَ أَطَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. Only the ones who come to Allah with a pure heart will be saved. Me and you cannot confirm whether we have a pure heart. May Allah make us amongst those who have a pure heart. Ameen. But subhanAllah, in Surah Safat, verses 83-84, Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَإِنَّ مِنْ شِيئَتِهِ لَا إِبْرَاهِيمٍ. And indeed, one of those who followed his way was Ibrahim, alayhi salam. إِذْ جَاءَ رَبَّهُ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. Remember when he came to his Lord with a pure heart. So here Ibrahim alayhi salam is recognized and witnessed by his Lord as having a sound heart, subhanAllah. His station's already confirmed. We know now that Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he turns up, he's already got that qalbi salim. May Allah send his peace and blessings upon Ibrahim alayhi salam. So it demonstrates that the sound heart, the common theme here, it shows that it can only be sought through Allah, and only Allah can recognize when your heart is actually sound. Can any of you guys confirm that you have a sound heart? No, neither can I. So, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَتْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. The contentment of the heart is found in the remembrance of your Lord. Ibrahim alayhi salam is able to combat the loneliness and isolation of his people because his connection to Allah Azza wa Jal is maintained and sound throughout his journey, from childhood all the way to this moment. He recognizes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for every blessing he has and for everything that is coming as well. So a reminder for those who truly rely on Allah that He will provide for you regardless of the circumstances. I mentioned a hadith in the first day about reliance in Allah. Does anybody remember? What did I say happens if you rely on Allah? You were here. Right, if I sit here and wait for you guys, I'll be here till tomorrow. So, Umar radiallahu anhu said, I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, if you were to rely upon Allah with the reliance He is due, you would be given provision like the birds. They go out hungry in the morning and come back with full bellies in the evening. You remember it now? Sure you do, yeah. Sure, yeah, of course he remembers it. Truly relying only and solely on Allah is the means by which a person will attain fulfillment, not just spiritually, but in a person's worldly needs as well. Ibrahim alayhi salam was thrown in a fire, and Allah bent the norms of reality to protect and save his righteous slave. So just to conclude today's talk, inshallah, I just want to summarize our takeaways. First and foremost, the reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala requires you to have tawakkul in the small moments for it to manifest in the larger moments. Also, the fact that a person is never truly alone. How many times have you guys, so over the last 23, 24 nights, how many times have you heard, Inna Allah Sami'un Basir? Allah Sami'un Basir. As-Sami', the one who hears everything. Al-Basir, the one who sees everything. So Allah knows. So you're never actually alone. Even when you think you're alone, you're not alone. The guy wandering in the desert on his own is still not alone because Allah's with him. And knowing that Allah is also Al-Hakim, He's wise, He's Al-Alim, He knows everything, should be enough of a comfort to us that we always have Allah. Yeah, in Surah Al-Baqarah it says, وَإِذَا سَعَلَكَ عِبَادِي أَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. When my servant asks you where I am, if I am close, إِنِّي قَرِيبٌ, that I'm near. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِي إِذَا دَعَانِ, that when the caller calls upon me, I respond. So Allah's always there. And we need to remind ourselves of this beautiful ongoing relationship that we have with Allah. When everybody leaves you and you're 6 feet deep, only Allah is going to be with you in that moment. You are totally dependent on Allah's mercy in this world and the next one. And you'll only enter Jannah through His mercy. May Allah make us amongst them. So may Allah make us from amongst those who are beloved to Him. And may Allah allow us to rely and believe in Him in a manner that is most pleasing to Him. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك وأشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.